Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Had a day to digest the loss to the Minnesota Vikings 23-17 Sunday afternoon, or Sunday morning, I should say. They'll bounce back SoFi Stadium this Sunday, 1:25 kickoff against the LA Rams, who are beat up as well. But where are we at with the Niners right now? The state of the 49ers, they're 1-1, and we know the injuries. Christian McCaffrey is going to be out for a while. He's on IR. He's missing at least the next four. Debo Samuel out for the next couple weeks, but who knows with a calf strain. Could be a month. Those things are tricky. And then when we think of calf strains, all of a sudden we think of Achilles. So you got to watch out for that when it comes to Debo Samuel. Where are we at when it comes to the state of the 49ers? 888-957-9570. Plus, aren't you a little excited to see what Brock does without these weapons? Let's see what Brock is all about.
I'm ready to see what Kyle Shanahan looks like with these weapons, you know? And, yeah, obviously Brock is a part of that.
Shanahan more than Brock?
Yeah, because, you know, when I look at the great play callers, when people are out and down and out, they find a way to maximize what they do have. And what they do have is they do have a really good running back in Jordan Mason. I think one of the early revelations of the first couple games is like, wow, you've got something with Jordan Mason, right? So they still have a run game. You still have what I believe to be a borderline, if not, you know, going to be Hall of Fame tight end. You've got an elite wide receiver who's obviously getting himself into game shape and whatnot. We got to get going here. And you've got another player in Juwan Jennings who you signed in the offseason and brought back who is just he's just a good player. He's not going to burn anyone away, and he's not going to, you know, be at the top of fantasy charts. Juwan Jennings makes plays. He is a solid player. You have weapons. You still have a healthy offensive line. And so I want to see them bounce back. Does Brock have to play well? Of course. Of course they're going to need the quarterback to play well.
I look at Brock as saying, I know what Shanahan brings to the table. We've seen it for many years. Hell, we have people running with the Nick Mullins, has thrown for the most yards in his first career, 3 starts, than anybody outside of Mahomes. And who else? It was somebody else on the list. I forget. So I know what Shanahan can do when it comes to cooking up offensive plays and play design or whatnot. To me, this is on Purdy. That was the first game we've seen Purdy without Christian McCaffrey. He didn't have a safety valve, and obviously it hampered him in this football game against Minnesota. It really did.
Jets game, they didn't have him either.
They didn't have him either.
Yeah.
Second game. So not having him on the road, not having that safety valve, it really hurt him. And hell, in the Jets game, you settled for 6 field goals. Now you don't have Debo and Christian McCaffrey. And we've seen when Brock didn't have Debo, it was 17-17-17. Last week, it was 17. Can we get off that 17 number when one of these premium players do not play? So now that you're short-handed, now that you're a little short-handed, and all quarterbacks are going to struggle short-handed. Hell, Joe Burrow's been struggling. He struggled to get the first week of the season without T. Higgins. Now, they were a lot better against Kansas City. Gesicki looked good and athletic. But I'm eager to see what Brock has. I want to see, okay, because the money's going to be out there. And the dollars and cents is going to move like the stock market when it comes to Brock Purdy. I know what Shanahan brings to the table. I've had 7 years of data on Kyle Shanahan. Now let's see what Brock has. I think it's more important for Brock here to play very, very well and execute the game plan and get the ball to the right spots.
Well, that I would agree with you, because the players have to make plays, right? And the quarterback's got to see. You could dial up the most perfect play in the world, and if they don't block it up front and the quarterback doesn't throw an accurate ball, you don't catch it. Like, all those things have to happen. Look at last night's game. It was Sirianni and Kellen Moore. They dialed up a perfect play.
Yep.
And Saquon dropped the ball.
Yep.
And then it's not so perfect. You know what I mean? So, to your point, yes, guys got to go out there and make plays. I think with Debo not out there, I think it's actually going to free up Brock to kind of look around and just hit the open guy. I did feel like he was a little locked in on Debo because, hey, Debo's making plays. I'm going to keep throwing to him. Whether we go back to the Detroit game where he targeted him a lot in that game, Super Bowl felt like a big Debo game plan game. Certainly felt like the Jets game was big time Debo. In this game, although Debo made a lot of plays and I would have kept throwing to him, it felt like he was locked in on him, almost to a detriment, because there was the one you brought up was the first drive. But later on in the game, there was another one where Cashman made a really nice play where it was a play action and he kind of pulled it back out on a normal window play. You know, they like to hit those little like crossers, and it felt very predictable. Very predictable. I think not having Debo out there is going to kind of like relax Brock Purdy to just like, hey, we're just going to run plays. I'm just going to throw to the open guy.
Or it could do the complete opposite, because last year he mentioned that when Debo returned to Jacksonville, that now he felt comfortable. It feels much more relaxed to have Debo in the huddle. Now Debo's not going to be in the huddle. Number 23, Christian McCaffrey's not going to be in the huddle again. And look, the Jets game probably was a B-minus performance for Brock Purdy. It was okay. This one was probably a C-minus performance. I think there's a lot more pressure on Brock Purdy, and we're just afraid to say it. We're just afraid to say it because it's so easy to put the finger at Shanahan, put the finger at Shanahan. Shanahan was one with lesser quarterbacks. I think there's a lot of pressure on number 13 to continue to move the football and play a lot better than he did last week. But I don't know. Maybe Niner fans disagree with that. Rashad and Hayward. Rashad, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, what's up, Bonte?
What's up, Chatsky?
I'm not really worried. I'm with you, Bonte. I think it's time to show some resilience. I'm a next man up mentality type of person. I feel like Mason has came in, and I think he's done a really good job. I think we haven't gave him the credit that he deserves. I feel he's made some pretty big plays, and we've got a lot of flags that took a lot of breath out of us. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Also, they're talking about the pass out the backfield. We forget that, you know, Juice is pretty good catching the ball out the backfield.
Yep.
We could use Juice a lot, and he can line up on the line as well. You know, he's got hands, man.
Right.
You know, and also, you know, I feel number 85 is looking pretty good this year, man.
Yes.
I feel like he's balling out. I feel like Jawan needs to get a little more respect too. He's a damn good baller, man.
Yep.
And the offensive line is looking good. And like I said, we've got a lot of just penalties that have took the breath out of us, man. You know, and we just need to play cleaner ball. And I'm not worried, man. Sucker free Niners all day. Let's go.
Let's go, Rashard.
They've had 3 10-plus-yard runs called back already in 2 games.
For holdings.
Yeah. Like, to his point, there have been a lot of flags out there. And then the Jennings part is actually a great one because I notice on multiple occasions when he's going through reads, he as a second, third, fourth read, he really trusts Juwan Jennings, especially on fourth and third down. And he's going through his progressions. Blah, blah. Even if, like, a guy is within a step or two, it feels like Purdy truly trusts Juwan Jennings. Yep. And Juwan makes plays.
No, Juwan does make plays. Let's go to Charles in Fort Worth, Texas. Charles, what's happening? You're on the Rust.
What's going on, boss? What's going on about that?
What's up, Charles?
Hey, I'm not worried at all about what's going on with the team right now. And I think the pressure is going to be on Shanahan. I mean, he's boy genius. Now it's time to prove it. I mean, we know what Brock Purdy has been and what he will be. But at the end of the day, no, we're not worried at all. Bang, bang, down the game.
There it is. Charles not worried at all. Fort Worth, Texas. Now, a couple texts here. Xfinity to Mobile text line. Good morning to them. So, 408. I'm going to read 2 different texts.
Yeah, I'd like to hear them.
408. Quick rating quarterbacks when you don't even understand how they're playing. You guys obviously never play quarterback. Brock Purdy is doing fine. Need to get the rest of the guys up to speed. Brock Purdy didn't play fine Sunday in Minnesota. I don't think he played his best football at all. Now, I can't wait to hear from Baldy about it, but I mean, I've watched a lot of quarterbacks. Yeah, I never played quarterback. Shasky, you never played quarterback, but watched a lot of football to know when a quarterback is playing well or not. Brock Purdy not play good football Sunday against Minnesota. It's okay to say that.
It doesn't take Bill Belichick or Bill Walsh to say, right now, Bryce Young looks really overwhelmed.
Right.
It doesn't take Bill Walsh or Bill Belichick to say, wow, you know, Patrick Mahomes, even though he threw 2 horrific interceptions, yeah, he's pretty good.
Right.
Like anyone on their couch can diagnose this.
Now, I don't know where the players are going, and I kind of disagree with anybody on the Kostka diagnosis, but to say that everything is fine with Brock Purdy, it's okay to critique him when he doesn't play great football.
Well, I thought it was a mixed bag. He had a lot of good, and then he had a lot of bad. I thought it was all over the place. I'm trying to be objective because he did hit a couple of great throws across the middle. One of them to Kittle, he was just draped on him, and it was just an absolute dime. And there were a few times where there was nothing open, and he moved around in the pocket and evaded sacks. I mean, here's a great example. He was pressured from multiple sides, jammed out of this big time, you know, pocket collapsing on him, escaped to the outside. Should have been a 5-yard loss. He turned it into a 1 yard gain.
Yep.
Now that's a play everyone's going to look at and be like, well, I mean, that's a big nothing. But it's like, wait a minute. That was a huge negate of a monster sack multiple times. And it's a 1 yard gain. Like not you, but the average person might not think about that play as some highlight play, but that keeps you on down in distance.
No doubt.
In a game where you were losing yards left and right in the second half, I thought it was a big play. He made two beautiful evasions of sacks and throws to Juice and Debo on the sideline. He also threw a couple to Debo over the middle that were high and behind him that could get him hurt and could get picked. And Debo made some great catches. So, again, it was a mixed bag.
Exactly. It was a mixed bag, and it's okay. I still believe in this guy. I still think he's a really good quarterback who's played really good football over the last season and a half. But Sunday wasn't his best performance. It's okay to say that. 888-957-9570. We'll line him up as we get Baldy on here in just a couple minutes here. 925 extended mobile text line. We'll get to see if this team could actually win without Debo and if they could trade him next year. It will also show if Brock is a system quarterback or a truly market setter, or if he's going to set the market. That's basically from 925. Is he a quarterback who's going to reset the market, or is he a guy who's just going to be...
Well, Baker Mayfield is a good example of someone right now. Now, he's having a good year to start the year, two games, right? But he was good last year. And Baker Mayfield signed a 3-year, $100 million deal, give or take. He didn't reset the market. Now, you would say, Joe, Birdie's been better through the first couple years than Baker was the last year.
Right.
Sure, no doubt about it. But why does everyone have to get $60, $65 million? Just because the Green Bay Packers paid Jordan Love after six games doesn't mean that I have to. And so, and plus, it doesn't mean that that's exactly what Brock's looking for. I don't know. I think, yes, is there money that we're going to be going up and down like the stock market, to your point? I'm sure internally and with his agent, those things are conversations that are being had. But, like, let's let the season play out. Let's just allow the whole thing to play itself out before we lose ourselves one way or the other.
I agree. Download the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.